Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
It's up.
This is a Talk of Champions Extra. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter, live from Charles Schwab Field. Yeah, he used to be TD Ameritrade. It just still doesn't sound right to me, Clem. But Mike Clement, Ole Miss baseball hitting coach for the now national championship appearing Ole Miss Rebels. Hey, buddy.
It's got a pretty nice sound to it.
Yeah. What was yesterday like for y'all once the final out is made and y'all start taking in the moment?
It was good, man. It was really gratifying and it was fun. Really enjoyed it. I mean, I think you were the one who asked me a couple weeks ago, was there some relief in like winning the Super Regional? And like, honestly, there was a little bit, just because we've been there so much. This was like just joy, which is sometimes hard to experience at not just at Ole Miss, but when you're at a high level with high expectations, sometimes the wins are more relief than what you would like. This was not that. There was no relief. Now, I would be lying to you if I didn't say that it was a gut punch the night before. My nights get mixed up. I think it was Wednesday night when, you know, they obviously pitched it really well. This ballpark plays huge. The wind's blowing in. Runs are hard to come by. But we set it up with the bases loaded Wednesday night and then didn't get it done. That was tough. And so to come back and get the effort that we got yesterday, particularly on the mound, it was pretty sweet, man. Pretty sweet.
I had not been to an Ole Miss baseball game in person this year until Wednesday night, Clem. So online, Ole Miss Twitter, Ole Miss message boards, I was developing a reputation as the bad luck guy. That curse is officially lifted, though, now, right?
I guess so. Believe me, I saw a little bit of that stuff on social media more yesterday than Wednesday. And man, I love you, but I was on board with it. I was not happy that you were here. The rest of us have all been here. We come late. We haven't lost a game in a literal month, and we lose a game. And so, I was certainly putting it on you.
Holy cow! Clem's supposed to be one of the guys in my corner, and he was like, "No, get the hell home. Go home."
Yeah. No, I was about the ticket.
Oh, that was great.
Put you on a first-class flight back to Oxford.
So when you 60 years from now, or 30 years from now, 40 years from now, when you're long retired, you're done, and you're reminiscing about the greatest moments in your career in baseball, and you think back to Ole Miss, when you think about Thursday, because my days are running together too, What were the most memorable or like cherished moments just from yesterday that you remember? Was it like an embrace with Tim? Was it like this moment? Is there anything that just was like, holy cow, this has happened?
Man, I don't, you always ask me these kind of questions and we're still like
in it.
I don't know. I don't know if it's had time to like
right.
figure that part of it out.
You're right.
You know what I mean? Like when you ask me after this is over and in 2 weeks when I'm recruiting and you call me and ask me to do a pod and I hop on with you, I think I'll have a better answer for
okay.
that.
Right.
But like this morning, I am sitting here on the computer getting away from my wife and kid up in the room and like down in our meeting room trying to figure out what Oklahoma is all about. You know, like, and I don't want to sound like the defensive coordinator football coach that's watching film till my eyes bleed, but like, it's a little bit of that, you know, like, all right, we've played only SEC schools that I'm super familiar with. I know what their pitchers are going to do to our hitters. Like, let's just try to formulate a plan here. Now it's a team that I know nothing about. So I've been on the phone trying to call some of my buddies that have played them and like trying to put some stuff together. So I'm going to remember a lot, man. I'm going to remember how loud our fans are back behind our dugout. And like yesterday, although the crowd's not as big as our first three games, it was almost cooler because,
it felt more intimate. It felt more intimate in a way.
The normal fan that has the 9 to 5, like that lives in Omaha or the surrounding area, they're not showing up. So you can like truly tell how many Ole Miss fans are there and how many Arkansas fans are there. And it was sweet, man. Like I'm telling you, Arkansas and Ole Miss made the greater Omaha bar scene and Chamber of Commerce, like between our two fan bases, they have made Omaha a lot of money.
You realize it's going to be an absolute zoo though this weekend.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be insane.
I grew up in Iowa, and so I need a lot of tickets. We always came to this thing when we were kids. Like my dad would take me and my two brothers and all that. So that like ton of sentimental stuff there, but so I have to get 25 tickets for each game. And so last night after we won, I texted our ticket guy and was like, hey, can you get me to 30? Just need 5 more. And he was like, no, I can't. I just told Coach Bianco, like, I don't have any more. You get your 25 and that's all I can get you. So I would assume if they're telling the coaches that tickets are going to be pretty hard to come by.
I should know this, but is this your first time coaching with a team in Omaha for the College World Series?
No, 2011 when I was at A&M, year of TD Ameritrade or Charles Schwab, whatever we call it, the first year of the new stadium, we made it in 11. We went 2-Q. So one other time.
Obviously, is something more special about this trip than the last one? And this is 8 years of sweat equity you've put into this, and you've dealt with the roller coaster of I mean, this has got to be for a guy who went to these events every single year, the College World Series with your dad and with your brother, now to be here, and now you're 2 wins away as your team, the one that you poured all of yourself into from winning a title. That's got to be like, that's special, dude.
Yeah, well, listen, like on a personal side of things, like, we would go to Rosenblatt. We would get, you know, the general admission tickets, and the story is awesome. Pick a team to root for, but it was illegal to choose LSU because they made it every year back when I was growing up. So like, my dad wouldn't let us buy an LSU hat, but we could pick any of the other 7 teams that made it. And, you know, you got to choose a team and you got to root for them the whole week. So like that kind of stuff. And then like walking out on that field and coaching third base, it certainly, I have to pinch myself a little bit and tell myself to soak it in. That part is really cool and really satisfying. And then the other part, the other cheesy part that's pretty sweet is on Sunday, our off day, I got to hang out with, which was also Father's Day, I got to hang out with my old man and with my son. And that's pretty cool. If you're a baseball guy, there's no better place to spend Father's Day than with your old man and your son at the College World Series.
See, I know you got to prepare. You got to do the scouting report, and you got Oklahoma starting tomorrow, for God's sake, at 6 p.m. for a national championship. But the celebration's already started for Ole Miss fans, even though there's still work to be done. I mean, I've had more friends that I haven't heard from reach out to me like, hey, man, can I sleep on your floor? And I'm like, no. Y'all are all calling me the bad luck guy too, got 2 days ago. No.
Yeah, I would assume you need to get this pod up so that, like, Interstate 29 coming north from Kansas City to Omaha. So like all of the Ole Miss fans can have something to do as they come this way. I would assume that there are a lot of the state of Mississippi license plates headed north today.
Yeah, it's going to be a zoo. What is the scout for Oklahoma now that you've looked at them a little bit? They've been hot.
Yeah.
They're perfect in here in Omaha. So what's the scout?
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double-decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
They are dynamic offensively. They have like 140 stolen bases. So Dunhurst is really key for us. It helps a ton neutralize the running game. They have like five guys on their team with double-digit stolen bases. So opposite of us in that regard. Don't hit as many home runs as we do. The weird part is the weather's going to cool off a little bit. And so at this ballpark, with the way it faces, it kind of turns the wind around and makes it blow out, which I think is advantage us. Really, really good left-handed starting pitcher tomorrow night that we'll have our hands full with. And then two other really good starters, both right-handers that throw in the mid-90s. So it's odd. They also had to go on the road for a regional. They won the Big 12 tournament. They got really hot about 2 weeks before we did. And so that's why they have like 45 wins. We have 40, but they started off slow, had some bad losses early in the year, hit a tough stretch in there. So there's some parallels in the two seasons. Now the Big 12 structures their conference season a little different than what we do. So they were never 7-14 and like dead in the water or anything. But there are some similarities as far as them figuring it out a little bit later and going on a really good run and playing really good baseball.
See, that's what's wild. Y'all are guaranteed the best finish in program history no matter what happens this weekend. And y'all didn't win your 40th game until yesterday.
We are walking out to right field after we've won. We shake Arkansas's coach's hands and we're turned around. The fans are going crazy. Obviously a lot of jubilation, all that. And I turned to Coach Bianco because one of our, like, we have these five goals every year that our players all know. They're like written on the wall in our locker room. I said, "Do you think these fans are cheering because we got to our 40th win?" And he kind of rolled his eyes at me. He said, "I thought we'd get to 40. I just didn't think it would take until the national semifinal to do it." So, nonetheless, we're here. You don't have to hit every goal to win the national title, and we are a pretty good example of that.
Y'all did hit that goal though. Y'all are there. You're at 40 wins. See, it just happened to be with the national title up next.
That's right.
Yeah. So Mike goes out, and I wanted to touch on this real quick. We need to talk about Dylan Belushi, but real quick, Mike goes out on that Wednesday game, and it's like this viral clip, and you saw it on Twitter. You had to, where he kind of like, he kind of shoots some ass, you know?
Yeah.
But it was such like a I mean, like, when I think back to this run, no matter what happens this weekend, that's one of the like moments that's going to always stick out to me, remembering that. Because, like, yeah, they didn't win, but the way y'all fought back and y'all were right there, one hit, it's over, y'all win, y'all advance, yep. Then y'all come back the next day. What did he say, and what does that just kind of say about – I mean, I think a lot of people, like me, get caught up in result-oriented stuff.
Yep.
And we forget that there is a man there that has been coaching a long time, and he deals with these players and knows how to deal with them individually. So, like, what was that moment like? Because that was cool as hell to me.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So anybody that knows him, and I know you know him as probably as well as you can being in the profession that you're in because you've been around our program forever, but he is so process-oriented. He is so detail-oriented that, like, this morning we're going over what our practice plan is going to be today and what we need to get better at and all of this. But in that instance in particular, it was pretty obvious early on that it was going to be a low scoring deal. You know, they have their freshmen going that pitch on Saturdays their whole year. I don't know why they mix it up. 'Cause that guy's obviously really, really good. But anyway, and we had screwed up a bunt coverage and he was pissed. And so he went out there and, but I thought the coolest part of that clip was you look at Garrett Wood, you look at Gonzo, and you look at Shatney. I think those were the three guys that were in at least the video that you could see. And it was, he was getting into those guys and they stared him right in the face. They were shaking their head and they knew, like, yeah, we need to sit here and wear this. And then it's not lost on me that he did that. They reacted in that way. And then we get out of that without giving up a run.
And almost come back and went, fire me up, Clem. Holy shit. Oh.
Yeah, no, he's got, I mean, it's been talked about probably enough that some people that are listening to our voices want to throw up. But, like, it's the best coaching job of his career.
And, yes.
He's done an unbelievable job. Like, the biggest strength that he has as a coach, and there's a lot of them, is his feel for the group. And you could argue some X's and O's. You could argue maybe even his feel for an individual player. But his feel for the team and what to say in front of a group, there is no one that I've ever been around that's better. And his pulse for the group is his greatest strength amongst a lot of strength.
It's criminal that it's 13 minutes into this thing. We're about to wrap up. We haven't talked about Dylan DeLucia. I've talked to you for so long, for so many years. And one thing you've been very steadfast in is there's one pitcher that you could take to win a game. It was Doug because of the competitiveness. I don't know if Dylan's not giving him a run for his money here, man.
Like, I never in my – and you know this, and everyone listening knows this. Like, I never in my wildest dreams would ever think just from a sheer guts, moxie standpoint, thought there would be anyone that, like – I'm not saying would be better than Doug, would even come close to rivaling him. Like, I've done this for a long time and a bunch of different places and been around a lot of good pitchers and big leaguers and everything else. I've told you this all before. No one is even – I don't even know who the second place is, but first is DeCasey. And now this guy.
This freaking guy, right?
Like, here's the thing with, like, the reason we've gone on this run, him and Elliot, like, they may get beat at some point. But those dudes are not scared. And so everyone kind of gives the, oh, yeah, of course they're not scared. But here's the thing with those guys. Like, good pitchers get out on the mound in front of 30,000 people at the College World Series with your season on the line and get nervous, right? Like,
it's human nature.
Auburn, yeah. I think the guy from Auburn, Joseph Gonzalez, is a really good pitcher. And, like, it took him a couple innings to settle in against us. And because of that, the game was over. We scored two in the first, and then we stretch it out, and it's over. And the kid didn't pitch bad. He just couldn't get – my belief is he couldn't get his emotions under control. The thing we have going for us is call them dumb, call them naive, call them super competitive. Like, the two guys we run out there – and Gattis did great too, but I'm talking about Elliot and DeLucia. Like, they may get hit around, but they are going to go right after you. And so I don't – I mean, how am I going to sit here and say – DeLucia is not at least on par with Nikhazy. Like, he's done it on the biggest stage on 4 days rest. Just roll it out there and, hey, boys, hop on my back. I got this. Just give me a run.
I lost the bet, Clem. I lost the bet. I've got to take BP. So are we doing that here or are we doing that when we get home?
Well, we got to figure it out. I thought you were going to be here way earlier.
I did too. I did too. But I didn't want to be the bad luck guy. And then I got too trigger happy and had to come.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You've turned into a fan.
We'll accept it. I know you're not supposed to. I know we're supposed to stay like that.
See, that's bullshit. I don't agree with that. It's like sports are supposed to be fun. This is like one of the greatest Ole Miss runs and stories and moments ever. And I've been around Ole Miss. Like, I would be doing Little Ben a disservice if I didn't enjoy it a little bit, because Little Ben would have been crying his friggin' eyes out last night.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. All right, one more quick story before I get to the VP.
Okay.
We walk into the hotel last night, and Regan Burford, I'm talking Big Burf, Regan Burford Senior, he grabs me and gives me a hug. And so he was a fraternity guy at Ole Miss. Like, he is Ole Miss since he was born. And I don't know how old Big Burf is now, but I don't know, however old, 55, whatever he is. And he grabbed me and said, I have lived Ole Miss athletics my entire life, and that effort on the mound is the greatest single effort in Ole Miss athletics history.
Ever.
And like, he said that, and I kind of gave the, you know, inside, like, oh, yeah, you know, this is a guy that's excited. And then I walked away from him, and I turned back around. I said, hey, Burf, I think you're right.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, it may have been. Like, for the setting that it was, for the day's rest, he, like, unbelievable. So, anyway, back to BP.
yeah, the really important thing right here.
Listen, and I think the fans will understand. They're going to hold you accountable. Like, I got people walking up to me on the street that I've never seen in my life before. Like, ah, you're going to punch Garrett out? And I'm like, of course I am. Like, it's going to be easy, right? but there's also this little thing, and I think the fans will understand this. Like, hey, guys, we're 18 innings away from, like,
got to win a title first, man. Yeah.
Yeah, putting up that big trophy. And so let's go ahead and try to do that. I'm going to guess the groundskeeper at Charles Schwab Field wouldn't be a huge fan of me throwing you on the field. So, let's wait till after we get home.
We're going to wait till we get home, and like, we're going to put Mike in like a lawn chair with a mimosa watching as I fall my ginger ass on my face over and over and over. It'd be great. It'd be perfect. With title hardware, because Ole Miss beats Oklahoma this weekend. Good luck this weekend, man. It's been fun as hell. And, I can't think, like, I've met a lot of people, gotten to know a lot of people in this business. I'm legitimately, like, thrilled for you, man. Like, this is so great.
I'm just, at this point, with the players we got, I'm just trying to stay out of the way.
That's a good coach answer. That's why he's the best. Thank you, buddy. Go win it.
You got it, brother.
Dude, you're the f***.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.